Welcome
to the podcast.
This is Girl Meets Girl Podcast, episode number 89.
My name is Toast.
And this is Sienna.
And the feature topic this episode is birthdays, new beginnings, and the equinox.
The equinox, it's just such an exciting time. So you're going to want to stay tuned to hear what we have to say because, especially for those people who really want to make some changes happen in their life. All right, so the biggest, most fantastic announcement, and you're going to all go, what? This is not a new announcement, but we got more details, is on former bun in the oven is out of the oven, was out of the oven on December 21st, 9:51 p.m. And if you don't know what we're talking about, we actually followed a couple, Jenny and Tanya, who had their second child. And we got to follow, sort of follow the pregnancy, which was very exciting because Jenny, the one who's more dykey, actually was the one who carried the baby.
Ha ha.
So that was very interesting for us. And the baby weighed in at 8 pounds, 8 ounces, and she was 22 inches long. So that sounds very much like what you hear, right?
Why?
Like length of babies and the weight of babies.
Oh, the standard thing, like with the cigar, like all the standard things that you hear.
The cigar?
Yeah, you know.
When they give cigars?
Why. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know where that came from,
yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, so the traditional things.
So, that was very exciting to hear. And I know all of you want to know her name if you don't know her name already. And her name is Harper. Harper. That's such a pretty name. Harper.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So we have a picture of Harper up on the podcast show notes on the site, girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com, if you want to check out little Harper. And Jenny was in labor for actually 22 hours. 22 hours. I can't believe that.
Yeah, that's heroic.
Yeah, and they had to have an emergency C-section, but everyone was fine.
Thank God.
They are doing well. So,
thank God.
Congratulations. Yes. And we have a little gift on its way over to all of you to enjoy. So,
yay.
So, healthy yay. Baby. Healthy
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, very good. And I just have to acknowledge because some people may be going, wait a minute. I thought.
What?
What? Because I feel a little sheepish.
Sheepish.
Because it's probably my bad memory, but I thought I had posted a comment long ago when we first heard about the bun in the oven.
That was out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought the baby was a boy and its name was Alex. What am I thinking of? What am I thinking? I don't know what's going on. But anyway, now, you know, I can let that go. I just want to acknowledge that in case somebody these comments and they were like, oh, what?
Alex. Wait.
Doesn't that sound familiar? Come on.
It kind of sounds familiar.
So I don't know what I was doing.
Who had a baby named Alex? Somebody else had a baby named Alex.
Must be.
I don't know.
I'm so sorry. I'm just confused.
Gosh, we need ginkgo biloba. Who had a baby named Alex?
I don't know, man. But I just wanted to step forward and acknowledge that. Okay. We'll move right along.
So what?
I'm not saying this to make it about me. I just want to acknowledge
that
I probably dropped the ball somewhere. So.
All right. So anyway, set the record straight. Jenny and Tanya had a girl and her name is Harper.
Yeah.
you're making me doubt now.
No.
I'm like going, it's a girl, right? Because Harper could be a boy. Right?
No, it's a girl. It's a girl. Yeah, I remember.
Wait, could Harper be a boy?
Yeah, sure.
Anything could be a boy.
All right.
Jeez. Did you hear my laugh just now? It sounded like Woody Woodpecker.
Like that? Oh, no, that's not Woody Woodpecker. Who's that? Porky Pig?
What?
How does Woody Woodpecker sound? I used to have a doll and you pull the string and it laughed, but I forget.
You'll hear it.
Okay.
All right. Oh, boy. That was tiring.
Sorry.
Okay. We also want to say to Mel, who wrote the whole long comment about mochi and everything mochi, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, Mel, that mochi about the strawberry, chocolate-covered strawberry with the mochi around it, that was actually from that lady's kitchen.
Yes.
Two ladies' kitchen in Hilo.
Yeah. Two ladies' kitchen. I thought it was three, but maybe it changed to two.
I'm not even kidding. I'm not making that up. Oh, yeah.
Three ladies' kitchen.
But
two ladies'
go.
Kitchen.
But yeah.
I wonder if they're like two ladies. You know what I mean?
I think so. Yeah.
Are they?
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're gay? That's what I mean. And
oh,
you're like,
that's
you're
what
like,
you
yeah,
mean.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never thought of that. Here huh. they are on Yelp.
Okay. Well, anyways. So for those of you who are afraid to try mochi because you think you won't like it or you just don't like it, try this one because this one I actually like.
Yeah.
It's just a strawberry.
Because there's only the smallest amount of mochi on it. And Mel, I don't know what you're saying that peanut butter mochi is always green because in my experience, it's always been yellow. Unless it's that like dykey thing where dykes are colorblind.
Yeah, I think maybe that's it.
Because that's so wrong to say. But, you know, like Toast will say something yeah, to me like, yeah. oh, that's pink. And I'm like, it's red.
Or this is black. Actually, it's blue.
Yep.
Okay. Isn't that weird? That's so strange.
This is a laughing episode.
All right. Anyways.
Okay. So boy. I have another little bit of an interesting website I came across that I think a lot of you might find interesting. It's not quite as fascinating as the porn story last episode, but it still does have to do with religion. There is an organization called the California Interfaith Power and Light, and it is a religious response to global warming. And apparently, I didn't even check it out a whole lot, but apparently there's a whole conglomerate, a coming together of different faiths and different religious organizations to address the global warming issue. And if you want to check it out, it's kind of encouraging to me, actually, to see this. The website is interfaithpower.org. Interfaithpower.org.
You're not going to say, like, just a summary of what they said? Or did you say that and I fell asleep over here?
So.
No, you talked about their response to global warming, right?
Very good, Sienna.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Just
that's
that they
all
have
I remember,
one. Just
though.
That they have one. Just that their faith lead them. Their faith, whether it was, you know, Buddhist or Jewish or Christian or Catholic, whatever their faith is, it led them to address the concerns of global warming.
Mm.
That's all.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Hey, that's the name of the little segment there.
Okay, I don't know. What's like a silly... Someone took a silly pill, I think.
All right.
And I think it was you.
And we thank you for...
Are you gay? Confused? Come join the rest of us at Girl Meets Girl.
That's not very empowering.
But it's funny.
And a quick note before we move on, we just want to thank all of you who have entered the contest so far for March. We are giving away at least one, maybe two, maybe three, who knows what's mm-hmm, going on, mm-hmm. Autographed copies of the Grammy Award-winning album by Tia Carrere and Daniel Ho titled Ikena.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to enter this contest, write us a review at iTunes or promote Girl Meets Girl or McKenna, which is our little musical endeavor here. You can promote a specific show or just the website in general, whatever, online somewhere, you know, MySpace or a forum or something. Take a screenshot of your entry and email it to us at mail@girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com. And we will draw the winners at random on the last show of the month for March.
And you know what? If you don't want to be fancy and take the screenshot, I just say email us and tell us what you did.
There's Sienna speaking up for the non-techies. Right?
Yeah, for the non-techies. There we go.
Okay.
But I do want to say that Johnny was so kind to write about how to do the PC screenshot.
Apparently, there's a specific key on the keyboard for that. So, like print screen.
That's great.
Look for that one, I guess.
So thank you, Johnny. And truly, thanks to all of you who've already entered and for sending us all the stuff. We think that's fabulous. And also, don't forget to vote. Because March is voting month.
Is it now?
It's podcast voting month, yes. So you can go on to Podcast Alley, go to our Girl Meets Girl podcast.com website, and click on vote. Okay, so on March 9th, it was Kumin's birthday.
Yay for Kumin!
And it was also another birthday.
I know, but we're not going to get to that till later.
Okay, okay.
So Kumin, our dear Kumin the cat, is 12 years old.
And she's doing 12. Great.
She's 12 years old. And I still can't believe the day that I got her from the Hawaiian Humane Society.
And she's the last one left from her litter. And
she was the last one left.
Didn't want to leave Sienna. Sienna tried to put her back in the cage, but
she was like crawling behind my neck, like, no, 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 not yet.
And here you are, 12 years later.
12 years
still
later.
Still together.
Yeah. We're still together, and
we're still together, just holding on.
I don't know what song that is.
Shania.
Oh, Shania.
Still the one. Still the one I run to.
I'm giving you a moment there. Go ahead. I'm
trying to channel the Shania.
Whoo! There we go. Yeah. That was Shania. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, she wasn't... Apparently, she wasn't that cute when she was a kitten. That even the Humane Society was like, you know, we get kittens every day. So if you want to wait.
Aww.
I know. Poor thing, huh? But originally, Kumin's name was Mango.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had a big orange splotch on the top of her head. Is this a repeat story?
Maybe, but that's okay. Go, go, go.
Oh, boy.
This is time to celebrate. That's what birthdays are for. Birthdays are for a time to just stop and celebrate a life.
Okay, well.
Kumin's not even in the room. But that's probably good because you're talking about how she wasn't very attractive.
Yeah, her name used to be Mango. And I don't know why I changed it, but I did. And
your grandma kept calling her Mango.
My grandma will still call her Mango to this day. She goes, how's Mango?
That's how grandmas are.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So now I just say, Mango's fine.
Right.
But, you know, I think something that's really interesting is that, okay, Kumin's 12 years old and she really never had a health problem in her life. Like she really just had lived such a healthy, healthy, robust life until the fall of 2007 when she was 10 years old. When she was diagnosed with hyperthyroid. But the interesting thing is from when she was a tiny little kitten, I think she was 8 weeks old when I got her, she was on high quality canned cat food. It was Wellness brand, but Wellness used to be called Old Mother Hubbard way right. back when. Mm-hmm. So that's what she had. She just strictly had that. No treats, nothing. Mm-hmm. And then when she was around 8 years old, you know, there were some new dry foods on the market that they said had a lot of health benefits. And so I switched her.
Mm-hmm.
And I really strongly, strongly feel like it had a lot to do. Her health issues really came up from having started a dry food diet.
Mm.
So just a tip out there, you know, if anyone who is kind of wondering what to feed your cat, you know, raw food is ideal, but, you know, canned, high quality canned food, that's how I would raise my next kitties and stuff like that. But anyways, she's 12 and she's healthy and she's happy. So happy birthday to Kumin.
Yay.
Now, there was another birthday.
On March 9th.
On March 9th, this very same day as Kumin's birthday.
But it was the birthday of our music. Music performance. Music performing.
Our music performing, yes. Yeah.
That was the day of our very first gig together.
Yeah.
And it was in Long Beach, and it was in 2002. Just how many days after I moved up here?
It was like a month.
Yeah.
A month after Toast moved up to California, we had our very first gig ever, ever, ever. So we've been doing music now for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a pretty amazing gig, wasn't it?
Yep.
Or not?
So expressive. So expressive. I was just lost in thought.
Because you remember how it was so beautiful. It was on a rooftop mm-hmm. of a historic building.
On the Long Beach waterfront.
Mm-hmm.
Clear day. Way
super
up high in the sky.
Yeah.
And you just look out and all you see is the sky and the clouds.
Yeah. Water.
Yeah.
And it was actually an all-day music festival, women's music festival. So there was uh-huh. music going all the way through, mm-hmm. like, till super, super late at night. You remember?
Yep. I do.
Oh, and everything that could have gone wrong that day did.
That's right.
Aside from, the weather, everything else was amazing. But
yeah.
Remember the microphone wasn't working?
Sonically.
It was like, okay, hello. We switched parts because...
Yeah. Because the microphone...
One point only
that
had
you,
one microphone.
Right. The microphone that you were using cut out, right? That's what happened. The one you were on.
Was it? I remember.
I think so. And you had to hold it in your hand. Remember, we stood up too. Because nowadays we're performing always on stools.
Yeah.
But that first gig, we both stood up.
Uh-huh.
And I think you had to hold the mic. And then it cut out, but we kept going, and it was good. It was great. It was nice and relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, we were nervous, especially at being a first time performing together. But we were in such good spirits and so focused, and even though there were those audio challenges,
mm-hmm.
like
we just
felt great.
Trooped on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. So,
and back then, like our sound wasn't how it is now.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
It was probably just pretty off.
Probably.
But we were still happy. Yeah. And from that gig, that first gig, someone saw us and gave us another gig. Mm-hmm. And that gig led to another gig. And so it's just incredible how it all pretty much snowballed into what it is today. But it was definitely a very memorable event. And in some of the pictures that we have from that time, it's a rooftop women's festival gig and artsy and stuff like that. So in one picture, it was so hilarious because there's a giant pink flamingo.
Statue.
And
not a real one.
And the angle of the photo, I don't know who took it, makes it look like the flamingo, like we're the same size as the flamingo.
Yeah, like and it's in the band.
And the flamingo's like singing backup.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember that picture?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But so that was a nice first gig for us.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
But some upcoming gigs.
Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Coming up late
coming
March.
Back to the present and moving into the future. All right. So March 21st, which is a Saturday. We are going to be performing for a Nisei Week Hospitality Luau function that's being held in the heart of Los Angeles in Little Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, where are the tickets? Information for tickets are $35 for adults, $15 for children under 12, and corporate tables are available at $400 each. The website for more information is, I wish I knew what it was. I should check. Let me see here.
For the website?
Yeah.
But anyway, so with the $35 ticket price, you get a wonderful luau plate dinner. And we'll be performing, as well as they're going to have a full Polynesian show. And raffles all night long. So it's a really fun event. They're also going to have vendor tables selling like Hawaii cookies and treats and things like orchids and just fun stuff. Okay. Yeah, fun stuff.
So the website, I got it now. It's niseiweek.org. Nisei is spelled N-I-S-E-I. Niseiweek.org. And ni is the number for two in Japanese. And what it refers to is the second generation that of people that, I guess, emigrated. Yeah?
Hmm.
So I'm Yonsei.
I don't know why.
Fourth generation. You're fourth generation, too.
I am.
Yeah.
And on the 22nd, the day after that gig, we will be performing in a show that's also going to be having Daniel Ho and Herb Ota Jr.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a fun show. That's going to be starting, I think, at like from 6 p.m., 6 to 8. It's kind of a fundraiser event for the Orange County Buddhist Church.
And the ticket prices for that, $30 at the door.
Okay, so for the main topic for this episode in the category of spirituality and health, we're going to be talking about the spring equinox and how to harness that energy to make some very important changes and things happen in your life. The spring equinox this year falls on March 20th, but then that's a little bit, depending on where you live, it could be March 21st. It just depends. But you want to explain a little bit?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm trying to wrap my head around this myself. So summer are when the days are the longest, right? We have the most daylight hours. Winter is when we have the least. And spring and fall, those are the transition seasons. We're moving towards one end of the spectrum. And the equinox is the day and specifically the time when the daylight hours and I guess the non-daylight hours are exactly equal. It's the time, it's the pivot point between moving towards or away from more sunlight or less sunlight. So that's just a basic understanding of the equinox.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. Okay. So it's a time of like balance, right?
Yes.
Like pivoting and balance and then moving on, like launching off into the next thing.
Like that motorcycle launching off into the next thing.
Launching off. All right. In a manly way.
So there is probably so much information to really read about regarding the equinox and so many different types of traditions and rituals and things out there. You just Google it and you'll find more than you could ever want to know. So what we're sharing from is just from our personal life and things we've accumulated to just kind of develop our own ritual of sorts. And so for us, the equinox signifies a time where you can do a lot of releasing and also a lot of creating. So 3 days prior to the actual equinox, those are days that are excellent for releasing things you no longer need. And that could go along the lines of what we talked about in the last podcast. Space clearing and physical cleansing and things like that. So for this equinox, those days would be March 17th, 18th, and 19th. And then the 3 days after equinox, which would be March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, those are the building and creating days.
Okay. So things that you want to... when we say releasing, we mean things we want to say goodbye to. Things we want to bring we want to bring to a close,
right?
This era of our life.
Yeah.
That includes things like maybe overeating or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah. And so we'll get into the specifics of we'll get into the specifics of that. And then again, the 3 days after would be things you want to create. You know, so a lot of times you need to release to make room for the thing you're creating. So it kind of goes along the lines of that too. So, and again, you know, it's just whatever you feel fits your life and what feels right. And so these are just suggestions. So for instance, March 17th, that's a great day to let go of certain kinds of habits. It's a day of really thinking about what habits you want to end. So like Toast, that example you gave about overeating. Mm. That's a habit, right?
Right.
Overeating.
It could be. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, pattern, yeah. Pattern behavior. Shouldn't affirm like, yeah, that's a habit. But yeah.
So for some people, that's a habit that you might want to end. It also might be another example of that could be like a person who's always late. You know, they want to end that habit, or someone who wants to stop smoking, or someone who wants to become a vegetarian. You know, they want to stop eating meat and things like that. So March 17th, the first day of the releasing days, habits to end.
Okay. So on that day, I mean, it's kind of like your day to say goodbye to that.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And then on March 18th, that's a day to let go of certain emotions that you might want to just, you know, you're like, okay, that served me, but goodbye.
Like if you find yourself being irritated a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or if you find yourself being frustrated or dejected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or like if you tend to get angry really quickly, mm-hmm. you know, and you want to end that.
Okay.
That might be one thing.
Okay.
So that's an excellent day to work on that.
Okay.
So March 19th, the third day of the releasing days. Now this one is kind of, this is kind of something like dark shadowy things to end. Mm-hmm. So
deeper than just an emotion.
Deeper than an emotion, yeah. Deeper than a habit that normally is kind of on the surface. Mm-hmm.
More like an identity that you've taken on that you realize is not serving you.
Right.
Like feeling like maybe, victim or something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I'm going to end victimhood, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm mm-hmm. going to end being a martyr. Mm. I'm going to end being the one who has to save everyone.
Mm.
You know, yes. I'm going to end feeling unworthy, you know. So that one that's pretty deep.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So just at the very least, like what this whole thing does, you know, taking advantage of the equinox energy, it just gets you to even just look at these things, you know.
Yeah, I got some look work, at these man, topics in front of me here.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's nothing to be overwhelmed by or anything like that, but it just encourages you to just do a little bit of, you know, okay, what's going on for me? And if you were to take advantage of the equinox and the solstice for that matter, because it's a very similar ritual for a solstice too, you'd be doing that four times a year.
Yeah.
Which is exciting because, you know, to think that four times a year you have the opportunity to kind of take a deeper look at yourself and change things.
And I love too that it falls with the natural rhythms of
yes, the changing the of the that, seasons. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. So now on the equinox date.
Yeah.
So that would be March 20th, right?
So this is the midpoint.
You did your 3 days of releasing. So on the equinox date, that's a day of acknowledging and really affirming the changes that are in progress for yourself. So for instance, for me, it would be this year, I guess I would say something like eating strictly vegan. You know, because I always succumb to like the Sprinkles cupcake or something like that, right? Mm. Or the Big Island candies that has eggs and all that stuff. So for me, a change in progress that has started and is continuing to happen and it's not so secure yet would be eating strictly vegan.
Okay. So something that you've already begun work on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's not necessarily something that is a continuing thing in your life.
Yeah, you don't want it to be an issue that you're always dealing with, right?
Right. Okay. It's just something that you've started, and it's just in progress.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So that is the on the equinox. That's what you're going to be kind of focusing on, deciding what that is for yourself.
What if it's something that, because for me, like, I would love to have mine be working out consistently. But see, I haven't even started that. So would it be too late for me to be able to say, like, that's a change in progress. That's a change I want to see happen and that I want to make. But it's not really even in progress because I don't feel like I've even made a meaningful dent in that.
Well, you know what? I think that you could look at that in several ways. One of it could be if you look at the first day of releasing habits to end, maybe it's not exercising. Not prioritizing. Maybe it could be like not prioritizing exercise.
Yes.
You know, or which we're coming up to, it could be in the 3 days of creating.
Okay.
So there's a lot of room for something like that.
So it wouldn't, that for me in my situation, the habit, creating the habit of exercising would not fit very well with changes in progress.
Not so ideal, just because it's not something you've been kind of working on and you've already put your consciousness there.
Okay.
Actually, well, but I think you have put your consciousness there. You just haven't done your actions
I haven't just moved
yet.
My ass.
Yeah. So maybe you could. I don't know. Intuitively, if you look at the list and you just try and decide what's going to be for each day, you'll see where it fits and you'll go, oh,
I think I want it to fit, but I don't think it does because,
I think it's going to fit in the next 3 days.
I think you're right. Okay. As I'm looking at it.
So
okay, so I gotta find something else.
You're listening to two spiritual Asian, vegan, raw food eating, animal loving, music playing lesbians from Hawaii who have a podcast. How fringe are you?
So for the next 3 days, so after Equinox, you know, you're feeling great because you've done a lot of releasing. You feel proactive because you're looking deeply at yourself. You're feeling good. Changes are happening. And then now for these next 3 days, you have the opportunity to really consciously build on your life and create something. So, for instance, March 21st.
Global dreams.
Yes.
So or that's a global dream.
That's a day to really look at your global and personal dreams. Again, we are, well, Tosin and I believe that we are all one. That sounds silly to some people, but you know, that there is a oneness about all of us and, what we do affects other people.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't just about us, you know, so this is an opportunity to think of the world, to think of something that you want to see happen, a big dream. So it could be maybe something like, you know, gays being able to marry.
Yeah.
Having equal
or global
rights.
Warming.
Could be global warming.
Like
yes.
That
very,
interfaith.
Yes.
Thing?
Absolutely. It could be, for me, it would be something like, to see, the Food and Drug Administration to take more responsibility and to really, to truly educate us on food instead of hiding everything.
To not be purchased and bought by money-driven industry
profit. So maybe actually what I just said is kind of a far leap. So maybe it would be something like to have a more truthful education in the school systems regarding food and nutrition values and things like that. I think that would change the health of our kids, and it would change a lot of the disabilities that many kids suffer with that are food related, really. So anyways, March 21st, some global dream.
Okay.
Then on March 22nd, this is always a fun one, I think, because you get very specific. And this is something, things you want to create within 3 months. Now, why 3 months? Because in 3 months from the equinox, we'll be having summer solstice. So by then, you know, you set yourself a goal and then summer solstice comes around. Hopefully you'll have the three things. If not, put it into the summer solstice ritual. But at least it gives you kind of a time frame, like, okay, I better get my butt moving if I want to create these things, you know.
Yeah.
So that could be, you know, I want to create
the habit of exercise.
Habit of exercise, yes. Better health. I want to get a better job or call something to myself where I can have more income. I want a new car, you know. I want to move. I want to find the right place. Just something like that.
Okay.
And then on the last day. So this year would be March 23rd. This would be ongoing programmings. So now this is something, unlike the equinox day, this is something that you always will be working on.
Okay, got
it. So like spirituality, you know, working on your spiritual self. Or for me, it would be meditating.
Okay.
You know, really prioritizing that and not seeing it as a luxury. But that's a good day for something like that.
I'm still trying to nail down
in
my
head. You're so in deep thought.
You see my brow all furrowed.
Yes.
I'm trying to nail down the difference between the actual the focuses, foci. Is that how you say it?
I don't know. FOCI.
Yeah. The actual equinox day, right? Which is changes in progress.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that will come to an end. That one is something that will come to an end. Like, for example, I want to lose 20 pounds. So at some point, you will be done with that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. You'll be done with that transition.
Yeah. And or like, I want to move, you know, or like, I'm going to finally unpack those boxes by the door.
Okay.
There's an end in sight for
like,
that.
Like, I'm
right?
done with one, but I have 10
yes.
to go.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. But then the eating strictly vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're always going to be doing that, or you're always going to be wanting to do that.
Well, hopefully for me, there will come a time where it's not a challenge anymore.
Okay, where it's
like
not even
an
issue.
Like, for me, vegetarian, that's not even an issue.
Okay.
You know, I am not eating a cow or
right.
a pig
right.
or a chicken
right.
or even a fish.
Right.
You know, that's not something I have to go, oh, God, but I just really want to eat a steak. Like, that's
And it's not something
over.
That you ever compromise on. Or
no.
even think of, right?
Mm-mm.
Whereas eating vegan, we compromise.
Yes.
We do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because sometimes I want a little butter.
Sure, because we're still in transition.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Got it.
That's why it could be different for some people.
Yeah.
You know, the vegan
I guess so.
Thing, you know, that may be something that for me is going to be an ongoing programming.
Right.
Because maybe I'll find that, well... Just for who I am, that's something that's kind of just a challenge, and I have to constantly be on watch for the non-vegan things in my food, and so maybe it will be an ongoing programming. But for now, that's something that's a change that I really want to see happen. That's just kind of like we'll have an end to it.
Got it. Okay. So on equinox day, it's more stuff that you want to see an endpoint to.
Yes.
Okay.
It's in progress, yes.
And ongoing programming, so the last day of this process is more just kind of focusing on an aspect of your life that you know will never have an end.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I prefer to see it that way just because it seems so like, it seems very dramatic.
Too legalistic.
But... for instance, for me, for the ongoing programmings, that would definitely be eating high raw.
Okay.
That's ongoing for me.
Yes.
You know, that's something for the rest of my life.
Yes.
It's not something that I'm going to be 100% raw without any kind of, you know, inkling to want to eat cooked food.
Okay.
I mean, I will always be eating cooked food in some way, shape, or form.
Okay.
But eating high raw is something that would be an ongoing programming.
All right.
For myself, you know.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate the additional clarification.
Okay, Tosa's acting like she's never done this, and she has, but it's been a while, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I know. But, so anyways, so this is just, it's not meant to overwhelm. It's
okay,
just,
thank you. See, that helps even.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't need to like make sure you're doing it correctly.
No, the fact that you're even exploring it, you know, the least of the thing is like trying to figure out like which day. The fact that there are things that you want to change, there are things you want to release. That's the main thing about it.
I like that. I like that.
These are just kind of guidelines, and so we're going to be doing this. And if you want to join us and you want to do it too, then you know, and you feel comfortable, write on the message board the things that you're going to be releasing. And then on the creating days, write the things you're looking for. So again, it's the 3 days prior to equinox. First day, habits to end. Second day, emotions to end. Third day, dark shadow or identities that no longer serve you that you want to end. And then here we go to the equinox, which is change in progress or changes in progress. Then the 3 days following it, the three creation days, the first one, global dreams that you have. The next one would be things to create within 3 months. And then the very last day, ongoing programming, things that you're always going to be consistently working at through your life. Just guidelines, just guidelines.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay. That totally helps me. And now I'm more excited to sit down with this and welcome in the equinox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So so some people might go, okay, well, so what do I do? Now.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
You know, because I mean, if we told you the whole deal that, you know, in times when Toast and I prioritize things like this, which we are getting back to, you know, we would have, now people are going to think we're even more crazy, but we would have more of a ritual about it. So we would have all the representations of the elements, you know, earth, air, fire, water.
Like a little altar space.
An altar.
Like a meditation right. corner.
And it's very, very, things are done very deliberately. So it would be writing down each day on a little slip of paper, the habit you're ending, or whatever day that is. So it could be the day emotions to end, and you could be writing that emotion on the piece of paper. But basically what you're doing with the paper is you're writing it down, writing your intention down, and then releasing it to the universe, you know, and doing an actual ritual to help you along with that, and then meditating on it.
And no, you're not like putting it out into the street to release it to the universe and litter. That's not what we mean.
No.
Yeah. But symbolically.
Yeah, it's a symbol.
You know, you externalize it on the piece of paper, and then in your ritual, the ritual and the symbolism of movement really speaks to the deeper parts of you that move beneath your mental intellect.
Yes, you know? Definitely.
Because we're deep, people.
We're deep.
There's, and I mean, when I say we, I mean you. You're deep, you know? There's so many layers to us. And that's why we want to hear the same stories over and over again. I mean, when we go to the movies or read best-selling books, it's really the same stories over and over that are being told. But they keep calling us back because we're deep.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and you feel me?
I feel you.
Okay, so.
But all you have to do really is just write it down in your journal and have the intention and
make up your own ritual.
Yeah, make up your own. Hey, if you have one you want to share, let us know.
Yeah.
So happy equinoxing out there.
Equinox it.
And don't forget about the contest.
Oh, yes.
And don't forget to vote.
Okay, so write your reviews, have a good equinox,
email us, equinox.
Post to the comments.
And know that we'll be doing it with you if you decide to do it.
Yes. Okay. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.